We're back on In Focus, yeah. News Radio KMAN. Dee McKee joining us here, and just a few more minutes left here on the show. She's a Pottawatomie County Commissioner, and we're talking roads here right now. And, you know, I thought it was interesting. Judson Jones spoke for about 30 minutes yesterday, and he's a longtime resident in the area, and I know he's passionate. It came across yesterday. He wants improvement out there, and God bless him. He was very adamant about it yesterday, and I think he shares a lot of the sentiments that you do there in Blue Township. But there's a number of issues, obviously, with access. As we mentioned, Green Valley Road is the only route to that new school right now. And I know there's right-of-way in Pottawatomie County's possession to extend Excel up to Junietta. Can you talk a little bit about what the next step of that process will be to actually get a road put in there?
I have advocated for that for quite a while. The process is that there's, I believe it's TMS-4 from EPA, a study of water and drainage, and it requires drainage up on the north side of the school to be built, which we have contracted to do within 5 years. And coming down Elbow Creek. It comes, and there's a very deep draw there. That's the reason no number of those kids are being bused into Manhattan, which I don't know if I talked about that or not, but the school district doesn't want them to go across the quarter section to the new school because it's not safe, and they don't. The busing is, a fiscal item. But anyway, the challenge of that XL road is that deep ditch. We did buy the right-of-way. The challenge there is it is got to be captured to the water, and there's no developer on that piece of ground yet. And we talked about that yesterday, how to help developers help us for growth in those areas. And we did not make any specific changes. We're looking to other locations of how do you do that in a suburban area. It is very likely that if Manhattan would annex, they wouldn't know what to do at the moment about how to fix that road. The XL upper end has been unpaved since I moved there 10 years ago. The dust I get, for, like everybody else, so I guess I can suffer with you with the challenges of it. But it takes two dams, and it takes the design. And we have a design on Harvest Road, but Harvest does have an access on a blacktop. And what we have said earlier is if you had to have an access on a paved road to build a development, but when the second access comes or anything else, we're not covering that. And so we're saying, okay, maybe at 100 houses, then you're going to have to help with the second access. We did not determine that. That was the conversation yesterday about how many ways could we do that and continue and benefit districts, the ways that things could be paid for with benefit districts. But the legal part of that is 50% of the people have to vote themselves into a benefit district. And we have need of that in drainage and on farm ground and around the water that goes over to the highway, and then under the bridge. You've seen it back up, kind of a little swamp over there. Mm-hmm. We're going to throw a few alligators in it and make it national, I guess. But, if you can't fight them, join them.
There you go.
But a lot of discussion on ways to do it and issues to bring back to that. And because the developments were different times out there, Timber Creek still has its own water and its own water tower. And so that makes a difference in the middle of all these things to accommodate for those that have already invested in a system that works. And they moved on to the sewer three different times they've gone on to different sewers. So when you get out there, anybody that runs won't know any of this stuff until after you get a lesson from somebody who calls you up and says, hey, did you know this? Huh. But I said the word before, it is complicated, and it takes, I keep asking, what happens if we switch and do this, and what happens with the Blue Township if we change? You know, the whole township goes clear up by the dam to the north, and it is a sponsor of the fire and the police, or fire and ambulance, fire especially. They have their own fire. They're not part of county unit. So asking what is necessary to keep the fire ratings correct, and what happens if we don't get that road put in there, and how can we replace the bridge on Green Valley Road if that's the only road that you can get in on? I mean, they would like it three lanes, but you can't. We can't close it.
Yeah, that's a challenge.
We need a staff chaplain.
Was there any way that Junietta would be able to be extended east there, or is that?
That's what we're studying with the joint the military money. We're trying to determine the best routes for the future roads, so that when they come there, if instead of just following on the straight line, they may go along the side of the creek and end up someplace, and that makes a different a configuration for people are just used to quarter arrangement, and it creates a lot of urban sprawl. If you haven't driven out into Pottawatomie County and seen the big houses up on the hills and the farms and the ranches that are there, those probably will not reduce in size, but in some ways some of them want more city services. And nothing in Blue Township's a city right now. My biggest city in my district is St. George, population of 500, and I've got the largest population district in the county. So you can see how that kind of flies, and there's no mayor and there's no city folks to talk to. So I get the stories.
Yeah. Well, and we'll see what the population's gone up or down. Are you curious to read the census data when it comes out later?
Well, it was coming out showing that a number of people have shifted from up around Minnesota and Michigan and stuff, and it went down to Texas, that part. But I am interested in the state of Kansas. If they follow the guidelines and count the kids where they were on March 1st, most of the kids were not in the university towns. Mm-hmm. And that will be interesting. I don't know how that plays out or if they made a change on it. But we'll get that, and then we'll get into the reapportionment of all of our legislators. And it was a rodeo last time, so I guess if you like horses, that's it.
Yep.
It's coming.
Yep, it'll be one to watch, definitely. I know that Representative Highlands talked a lot about that recently, and we'll be learning a lot more about it. Well, Dee, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us this hour, and we'll talk again real soon.
You might. We are having legislative coffee at Ironclad on Wednesday at noon. If you want to meet with legislators over on our side.
Okay. Wednesday at noon. We'll put that on our calendar. Thank you. Coming up tomorrow will be education theme. We'll talk Riley County Schools, Geary County Schools as well, coming up tomorrow morning.